Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's Carlos Santana bringing us back. One of my favorites. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. We update that every single day. And we find a lot of stuff there that will help you can read, watch, or listen. Having a great visit with our good friend Daniel Burris. Dan is we're celebrating his 10th anniversary. As a member of our Brain Trust, Dan is the author of Flash Foresight. That's his new book. Techno Trends is the one just before this. He's a futurist, especially in the area of technology, and works with mostly with large companies, but he shares those great visions, those great perspectives with us on a regular basis on our show. Dan, thanks again for 10 great years of being with us.
It's my pleasure. And let me also just mention to our listeners that in my book, Flash Foresight, I have a lot of examples of small and mid-sized businesses applying my principles. So
good.
I did not neglect them in that
I appreciate that. Yeah, you knew we'd call you out on that if you didn't do it. Hey, Dan, we're talking about social, folks, the impact of social on our lives, on our technology, on the future. And one of the things you were just telling us a little bit about, and I want you to expand on a little bit, is integrating what you call integrated media. Talk to us about that, please.
Yes. So we had so many arrows in our quiver, newspaper ads, radio ads, TV ads, and so on, to be able to hit the target. Now we have all sorts of new things in that quiver. We got geosocial platforms. We got Groupon. We got all these different things. Plus, the old ones didn't go away. So you've got to be media neutral instead of media specific. In other words, what are you trying to accomplish? And then what are the multiple tools that I can use to hit the mark? So there's some major shifts taking place thanks to this. Let me go through a couple of them real quickly. One of them is marketing was always about storytelling. You had to have a story. Now it's storytelling and dialogue. In other words, you want to get them engaged and talking with you. It used to be about creating a transaction. But, hey, I want something that goes beyond today. So I don't want just transactions. I want to create a relationship
and
they come back.
I'd like to stick something else in there. In the old days, what I call the age of the seller, marketing was a story about you and your product. Today, the story needs to be more relevant to the consumer, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And we're knowing more about the consumer so we can make it more relevant. We used to, as a marketer, had to focus on customer reach, the ideal, a national ad so we can reach everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But now the shift is customer engagement, consumer engagement. Mm-hmm. I want the people I'm reaching to react and to engage. So I want to be media-centric. It used to be media-centric planning, which I was just talking about. Now you've got to be consumer-centric, really understanding the consumer that you're trying to target. And again, instead of media-specific ads, I want media-neutral ads. And one other thing, just a few more. Instead of siloed media, in other words, it's all around one specific type, I want to make sure that I'm integrating the use of social along with radio, along with television or maybe YouTube or something like that, so that I don't just have unknown consumers out there that I'm touching. I actually have known consumers. I can see who I'm touching. Which leads us to, instead of hard-to-measure results of our marketing, now you have easy-to-measure results of your marketing because they're engaged and they're responding.
Right.
As a matter of fact, we're going to see a shift taking place. Now we'll put on our futurist hat here. And for marketing companies, you pay for the service. But because we can easily measure it because of the use of social, we're going to see more and more, especially new ad companies, where you pay for the results because instead of paying for the ad, you don't pay for the ad at all. You pay for the results of the ad. And that will be another shift that we're going to see increasingly take
place. That will be a significant shift in some business models, too. You know, Dan, one of the things that what you're talking about, for a lot of small businesses, it sounds complicated. It's a lot more things to keep up with. It's a lot, there's a lot more moving parts. And so that, from that perspective, it's intimidating. The good news is that most of the stuff you're talking about any small business can do as well as any big business, and it's not expensive.
All right, so let's talk about that right now, because I want all of our small business owners and managers to also have a good life and, to segue from your last interview, to have a happy life. So
right.
Here's what I would suggest. There are all of these new things that you should be doing, but there's only so much of you to go around. So what I'd like you to do is to ask yourself, out of all the things that I'm doing, what are the things that are becoming less relevant so I can get them off of my table mm-hmm. as the new, more relevant things come on my table? So you can't just keep adding things on. You'll end up not getting anything done because there's power of focus.
Right.
So you got to take things off. And the things that come off are the things that you've been doing for years and years and years. They've now become a habit, but that habit is actually starting to hold you back because
right.
we are changing.
Mm-hmm. No,
So make some decisions. Cut some stuff out.
Well, it also impacts the people you bring on board.
And well, yeah. An interesting thing is that if we still have the same job descriptions, but we need different behaviors, we're going to end up getting the same behaviors
right.
and wondering what happened.
That's insanity, right?
and then one other thing that a lot of companies neglect, and that is when you want a change in behavior, you don't change the reward system. And, you know, people do what they're rewarded to do. So if we didn't change how we reward them, they keep doing the old stuff, even though we told them we want new things done.
Right.
So you have to change.
That's what's happening in a lot of larger companies right now. They're taking their existing marketing divisions, they're trying to transform them into the new stuff you're talking about, and there's a lot of pain there, isn't there?
There's a lot of pain and a lot of bad results because
yep.
they aren't doing that.
That's right. Hold on to that thought, Dan. Quick, give us the website again, please.
Burrus, BURRUS.com.
All right, check it out, folks. The book is Flash Foresight. That's the new one. Techno Trends is still an important book, too, folks. Tintail, we've got more to come on this social thing with our good friend Daniel Burrus.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.